and welcome to Charles in Charge, all the way from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. I'm Nicola Charles, and it is January the 24th, 2022, and Australia has officially fallen. It's fallen, but it's really, really fallen for me, and I will give you an example why. This is probably, could potentially be the last day I ever do a podcast or radio or media or anything to help anyone else in this world see sense, because I have literally reached a point where I can now see that the vast majority of people, particularly those in lofty positions with lofty titles like judges and lawyers and registrars, are actually people who are more than happy to commit murder by decree. And that's a pretty large statement. And as far as I know, that is possible here in Australia, but it wouldn't be in the UK. I'll give you an example. If parents in the UK who were married or just together as partners and had a child and were going through a divorce and custody case, I believe that as per government information, and here in Australia, we've got Scott Morrison, who's our Prime Minister, who very proudly stands on the podium every single time he does a public address, and rightly so says, we don't force people to vaccinate or mandate people to vaccinate in Australia. We use the informed consent rule. And based on that, an awful lot of people did vaccinate in Australia. And you would think that that would be enough. However, it seems it's not. Because when parents are divorcing and going through custody issues in the UK, unless it's brought up in the case, the child of that case does not lose its human rights. In fact, children in custody cases are usually subject to having their rights highlighted, because there is a family law edict that parents have responsibilities and children have rights. Well, I'm here to tell you that some very small, innocent children, little boys and girls in Australia, are having their rights removed by the Australian government. How are they doing that? Well, say for instance, there are two parents in a custody dispute in an Australian court. And what's interesting is the parents involved in these cases are not ever allowed to discuss the particulars of these cases. I find that really terrifying, because I'm someone that thinks transparency is the best way in all cases, in business, with healthcare. It's like these premiers, these state premiers that stand there and say, the science says this and the science says that, but they never provide any science. And if you go and look for your own science, it usually disagrees with whatever they've said is science. So, of course, people are waking up and they're getting very suspicious. Now, in the UK, if parents are fighting over custody of their child, and one of the parents says, oh, I want my child to vaccinate, and the other parent says, no, I don't want my child to vaccinate, usually the court would say, does the child want to vaccinate? And they certainly wouldn't take away the rights of either the child or the unvaccinated parent. Unfortunately, that's not happening in Australia. I was actually waiting for a situation known to me to play out, to see how this was going to go down, because I can promise you all of these people are going to be held accountable. Now, what's happening here when parents are fighting over custody? And I've already seen this play out a couple of times with people very close to me, is that to score points and to score favour with the court, one of the parents in Australia will say, well, the unvaccinated parent is irresponsible, because they won't vaccinate their child. And we're talking about the children between 5 and 11. And therefore, I should get more access, I should get custody, and I should have more rights to make medical decisions for that child. Now, what's happening is they are actually applying on paper, the other parent, assisted by the court and encouraged by lawyers, And I am actually seeking to do subpoenas on some of these lawyers, particularly independent children's lawyers, for their banking records to see if they're being financially incentivized to do this. They're basically saying that the parent who is pro-vaccination is likely to get custody, likely to get more time with the child. And look, that's bad enough. That is criminal. That is not the basis for who is a good parent and who is not a good parent. You can't seriously consider, the statistics would not agree with you, if you seriously considered that of the up to a million people, millions now if you add them all up, of Victorians who've marched in the pro-freedom, pro-choice, if you like to call them anti-vax rallies, anti-mandate rallies in Victoria and Melbourne in particular, that would mean that you're asking us to believe that all of those people involved in those rallies, and some of them took their children, all of those people we are now demonising and saying that they could potentially lose custody and that they could potentially lose medical rights over taking care of their child. Now, we all know that no one takes care of a child like a parent. So to take decisions away from parents, particularly mothers, but it is happening with fathers as well, is extremely dark, extremely malevolent, and I hazard a guess it's probably against the law. However, it seems that despite the fact that the judiciary, judges and registrars, are not subject to vaccine mandates, they are actually going along with a lot of these terrifying orders that are being sought in Federal Circuit Court here in Victoria, where, let's say, for instance, one of the parents who is vaccinated wishes to gain in a custody battle against the unvaccinated parent, but moreover wishes to hurt their ex. And their ex, unfortunately, happens to be unvaccinated. They will ask the courts to assist them here in Victoria. They will ask the courts to assist them in ordering a forced vaccination of a minor child with the Pfizer jab. This is real. This is happening. Now, if you just consider, oh, well, that's just an evil parent, they can try, but it won't work. No. And this is why we need to subpoena the banking records of these independent children's lawyers, because the lawyers and the registrars and the courts are going along with it. Now, what that means is a child has their informed consent, which Prime Minister Scott Morrison said they absolutely have as a human right, but that child has their informed consent removed based on a recommendation by a lawyer who doesn't know them and love them, a lawyer whose financial records we have no access to, or based on a disgruntled, usually aggressive, but definitely vengeful and resentful ex. Now, for me, this occurrence in Australia has ended my relationship with the country, with the justice system, that not only is this happening, but it's not allowed to be spoken about. You can't talk about specific cases. And this is why a lot of these families whose children have endured terrible adverse reactions from the vaccine in Australia have never spoken out and get deplatformed and debunked. It's a lie. They debunk them and say, oh, this person isn't real. The Facebook page isn't real. They're not real. And a lot of them are also put under suppression orders. And that's the same for people who've lost family members to COVID-19 in hospitals. Because autopsies weren't done and hospitals are just there looking to get these bonuses to say that people have died of COVID-19. Now, in the last 24 hours, I've shared information from both the British government and online labs and research laboratories, some of them funded by Bill Gates, who are now stating that natural immunity to those who survived and got through COVID-19 is actually stronger. and they're talking on British television about the fact that you are 27 to 28 times more likely to catch COVID as a vaccinated person, and that you are 8 times more likely to be hospitalized. Now, I'm sorry to say that to you if you are vaccinated, you probably don't want to hear that. But based on that actual evidence, not something that's discussed about on the news at 6 o'clock, not something that's talked about with government bureaucrats without the science being provided, based on evidence provided, why are these courts in Victoria considering children engaged in custody battles to have lost their own personal right to informed consent? What this means, of course, is that child whose parents are divorced and in a separation and a custody battle has less rights than the child sitting next to them in their classroom at school whose parents are still married. This has really overarching and terrifying ramifications for a lot of children who've already suffered hardship because of the breakdown of their families and their parents' marriage, that they have probably already been exposed to family violence and stress and trauma, and that they themselves, who do not want this vaccine, are going to be further traumatized and potentially harmed by decree of courts. Now, I'm going to be looking into this further. It's extremely personal to me. I am surrounded personally by what's going on here. And I honestly thought that as the information was coming out during the last weeks and months, that there would be a difference of opinion regarding this issue when it came to the courts in Victoria. But I am absolutely sick to death of vaccine manufacturers being indemnified against the harm that they do. Government bureaucrats being indemnified against the harm that they do. And now we're going to have courts and lawyers and judges and registrars indemnified against these murders by decree should anything terrible befall these children who are saying loudly, my decision, my choice at this time is not to vaccinate. Some of them have religious exemptions, some of them are needle phobic, some of them are just scared, and an awful lot of them may be all of those things and also COVID-19 survivors. So what we're doing here in Australia, particularly Victoria, is we are causing an awful lot of distress, depression and heartache within families who've already got enough to deal with. So I would like to warn all parents. Parents, you need to listen up. It doesn't matter if you separate how much you hate your ex-partner. It doesn't matter. If you are willing to risk the health and indeed the life of your child to score a point over your ex, I can guarantee you your child will grow up and likely resent you, and at worst, not want anything to do with you. If you subject them to a lifetime of potential illness and adverse reaction, if you subject them to a situation where they know that you as a parent were prepared to sacrifice their health to score points against your ex, I feel you are heading down a very dark path. I've seen this happen with a couple of famous couples that I know. I won't name them. You can't name them. That's how the world is set up. And they're in sport. They're in the AFL leagues in Australia. And it's absolutely devastating. I have to say, it's usually the fathers have had to vaccinate for work or for sport to be on teams. And the exes, the mothers who are not vaccinated and are, you know, very much pro-choice, are usually models or people that work in health or people that just do a lot of research. And these mothers are having their consideration, their rights as parents. The mother's rights as parents. I have seen it happen to one father as well. Really lovely man as well. Devastating. Now, what usually happens when these get before the courts is that the unvaccinated parent will need to assure the court that they will support their child in making the decision, because of course we have this ridiculous situation, and this is why we've lost all faith in governments, where a 5 or 6 year old child who is essentially a baby out of diapers, let's face it, they certainly don't know what's best for them when it comes to what they eat. They barely know what's best for them when it comes to crossing the road. They don't even know they shouldn't look into the sun, otherwise they might hurt their eyes. These are little children, and us as a society, we are charged with caring for those children. Now, it's fine if you don't care about other people's children. I understand. I'll be honest, as a model, before I had children and I used to see other people's children on airplanes, I used to think, God, I hate other people's children. I was one of those people. But now I'm a mother. And it's very hard to see our politicians in Australia stand on podiums and seriously expect to be voted, get votes again in any sort of faux democracy that we're witnessing. And tell us that not only is it okay for small children who don't know what food to eat and don't know how to safely cross the road, not only is it okay for they themselves to make a decision to take part in a medical experiment, as Greg Hunt, the Australian health minister, said, we're undertaking the largest global vaccine trial in human history. Not only do I think it's despicable to let small children make that decision, but to then know that there is potential for a court system or a disgruntled ex to go a step further and take that decision away from that minor child and force them. I've seen children being force vaccinated by what I consider to be the parent that has the axe to grind, screaming and crying in the parents' arms as they're taken in. It's funny because courts are very big on these at-risk filings where you write down, oh, gee, you know, how does my ex put my child at risk? Well, my ex is this and my ex is that. And, you know, my ex does these dangerous things with the child. And the court, it supposedly sits there and says, well, you know, that's going to affect your custody because we wouldn't want you to put the child at risk. And yet courts are now open to putting children at risk if lawyers or disgruntled exes recommend it. I can tell you now, there are a couple of situations in my inner circle that if they play out, I am going to sing like a canary globally. It probably means I'll go to jail. But I will no longer shield or be any part of shielding harm, actual, known, deliberate harm by decree that is going on here with regard to family law in Victoria, Australia. This podcast is a warning to parents. You may think it's clever to get one over on your ex, but I'm here to tell you, if hurting your own child is the means with which to do that, I look forward to how they feel about you if they're lucky enough to get to grow up. This has been Charles in Charge. I'll see you next time.